it's something that, that's, you know, new to us getting promoted in the football, within the Football League. It's it's been a great occasion. Why shouldn't they celebrate the players and the fans? But now it's back to business. You know, we've got training, 2 days training. We've got to do our due diligence on Wickham and try and win a game, which will take us 3 points closer to what is our major aim now, is to win the title. Because if we don't win the title now, it'll be a bit of an anti-climax getting promoted.
Even in the immediate aftermath on the pitch on Tuesday night, the players were already talking about, we want to win the league, we'll enjoy this, but we've got to get our minds focused on going to Wickham. Is that an encouraging sign?
I think it is. They had great scenes the other night and they can have them again. You know, we can. It's like doing it twice if you win the league as well. So I know the lads want to celebrate some silverware, and you know, it's not going to be easy. We need to win for two of them games against four very difficult opponents, three of them away from home. So, but you know, we have got the pressure off us now that we are already promoted.
Will the enormity and the implications perhaps sink in a little bit down the line that you're preparing for League One next season, or is it something that people have come to terms with now?
Well, I mean, it should be normal. I think we had enough points 2 weeks ago to be promoted by 83, so what I've been focusing really on trying to win the league. I know how difficult that's going to be, but you know, we have to make plans for next season, and you know, that's something that's already started.
Some tales of players enjoying themselves with the supporters into the wee small hours. You always talk about their fitness levels, their effort that they put in. That's not going to have an impact, is it?
No, not at all. We've got a great set of characters in there. They're very fit boys, and you know, you can let them let their hair down for a little bit. Just they've got plenty of time to prepare for this game.
You mentioned the equation that you need to secure the title, the two victories. Obviously, Luton's results can have an effect as well, but how keen are you, just like with the promotion, to do it yourself and it be in your own hands?
We want to do it ourselves, you know, and it is in our own hands. You know, I know the lads are keen to go and beat until the end of the season. You know, they've been on a marvellous run. I hope they can carry that on. But Wickham won't be lying down. Newport won't be lying down. Lincoln certainly won't be lying down. And neither will Swindon. So they're four tough games and we've got to find a way to win.
Billy Keith said the other night that he felt like they'd be able to relax and play their football, and it might even have something of a pre-season feel in terms of the players and the tension levels. Is that something you subscribe to, that they will be able to express themselves a bit more now they know they've won promotion?
I don't know about that. You know, only time will tell on that. But we did look a little bit edgy against Exeter on Saturday. And the second half, we put all that behind them. Second half on Tuesday, we were fantastic. And if we can carry them levels of performances on, them levels of work, we've got a good chance of winning the two games we need.
Everyone knows what you're about now. You've stamped your credentials on it, haven't they? Will the opponents that you've got, these four teams coming up, almost redouble their efforts, perhaps, to try and stop this unbeaten run that you're on?
I think they will, you know. And we have, over the last couple of months, become a big scalp. And there's four teams who are all playing for something in their own minds, so you know, that's going to make it really difficult.
Wickham are up next. You went there towards the tail end of the season a couple of years ago and you could have won promotion and you were in that hypothetical situation again. They're very much in the promotion mix this time. How do you see this game?
It's a tough game. They're a good side. They've been on a great run. Gareth's got them playing a certain way that's really effective to them, and we've been on a good run, so you know, it should be two teams going for the win. That'll be, you know, no one will be sitting by.
Will the pressure potentially be on them because they are yet to secure their automatic promotion?
I couldn't govern what pressure they'll feel. I just know our own pressure is we want to try and win the league, and so that's enough pressure for us.
Talk to me about your supporters. There were 3,000 Accrington fans here the other night. Most of them were on the pitch at the end of the game. With two long away trips coming up, Saturday at Wickham and Tuesday at Newport, will it be special, more special even for those that are travelling? Will it mean as much to the players to see them in the stand there and travelling in their numbers as it did to see them on the pitch the other night?
I think so. You know, all the way following was good, and you know, they really get behind the players, and I know the players really appreciate it. And going back to that game 2 years ago at Wickham, the reception we got in the car park was absolutely fantastic, and I think it made a big difference in us going on to win that game.